Since September of 2004, a group known as the Women in Black have gathered weekly to protest all wars and human rights abuses worldwide. They stand silently dressed in black. The five-year anniversary of the war brought out more women and some men to demonstrate against the war. Edie McDougall of Onalaska says it was her first anti-war protest. Holding a Grandma's for Peace sign, McDougall says she is worried about the future of her two grandsons.
I'm concerned about the world we're making, that we adults are making, that these children are going to have to live in. And it's not pretty what we're doing and the way we're making enemies around the world for America and the American people.
87-year-old June Chomey of La Crosse helped form Women in Black locally. She says she has been against the Iraq war from the start. Chomey says it is important to protest on a regular basis.
Oh, I just think you have to continue to take a stand. It doesn't do any good just to do something once. You've got to continue with your advocacy. You've got to do work and do whatever you can do and just keep on and maintain hope.
And Jean Heinsohn adds the U.S. government should seek more peaceful resolutions through dialogue and negotiations. Heinsohn says the Women in Black can help promote peace because women have something to sacrifice of themselves to promote the good of others.
Whether it be children, whether it be families, whether it be the community, I think that women have that sense that the greatest common good is more important.
Currently, about 4,000 U.S. troops have died and almost 30,000 have been injured in Iraq. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.